you can't then participate in democracy as a subject.
You have to do it.
You know, you have to do it in order to learn about it. So you have to be involved in your sort of learning that gives you the opportunity to participate and to create and to sort of share with others in order to actually be able to, you know, learn about participatory democracy. It's not something you can learn about
practical
in a classroom, sitting, discussing aspects of citizenship. The two things are very synonymous, you know, active learning and active citizenship. And, you know, these are things that the students need to actually do rather than just, you know, sort of read about. Yeah. And this is why I was saying that the actual evaluation process, which was active and student-led, was part of the pedagogy, because it was actually a part of...
I would say students were partners in it. I wouldn't say it was student-led.
No, because we gave them the questions, but what they chose to give us the answers was their choices in some way, which is why we got one or two slightly...
It would have been interesting to have had a record of the discussions, I guess, more in reality. But then again, you're giving them the power to decide what they discard and what they include as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where I think recording can be more intrusive in a way.
Yes.